Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thanks for joining Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that is solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. I'm your host, Paul Marks, and we have a great show today with a wonderful power panel of industry movers and shakers who are experts on the topic of today's show. The apartment industry is very organized across the country. Most markets, cities, or regions have local apartment associations. Many states have statewide apartment associations. And, of course, the country has the National Apartment Association. So who are these associations in the multifamily industry, and who are their different constituents? With this in mind, our topic today is, why is association involvement so important? Joining me on the power panel of experts is Jackie Roan, the current president of the Texas Apartment Association, Michelle Pollock, the current president of the Houston Apartment Association, Andy Tease, vice president of public affairs of the Houston Apartment Association, and Amanda Shabandi, vice president of membership and marketing for the Houston Apartment Association. Thank you guys for joining me today.
Happy to be
Thank
here.
Thank you.
When we talk about being broadcast out of Houston and the fact that we have a local association, which is the Houston Apartment Association, I'm curious about how it all started. How long ago did it start, and how did it get started in the industry, Andy?
Well, like most trade associations, the Houston Apartment Association started because of a problem. People don't form associations just to get together and swap stories. Usually they're trying to combat a specific issue. For us, it was a proposed water and sewer fee that Mayor Louis Cottrer was proposing back in 1959, and a group of apartment owners got together and basically formed an association to fight this fee, and we've been an association ever since. It was interesting, when I first went to work for the Houston Apartment Association in the late 80s, a lot of the original founders were still involved. Harry Reid, Bill Dinnerstein, Fred Risk, people like that, that were there in the beginning, that formed our association, were there all the way up really through the 1990s.
And I would say that you've got a association now that in Houston that is, what I've heard, the largest in the country. Is that correct?
It is. We're the largest apartment association in the United States. And interestingly, the Texas Apartment Association and the National Apartment Association were both founded right here in Houston by essentially those same guys.
Yes. And so there's kind of an order of how things work with associations from the standpoint of, if you want to join an association, don't you have to join the local association to become members of the others? Go ahead, Amanda.
That's correct. So when you join the association, you join as a member company, and that could either be a supplier partner or that could be a management company. Most of the members that are a part of our association are management owners. So once they join, they become a member of the Houston Apartment Association, the Texas Apartment Association, and the National. So it's 3-in-1.
And so we have listeners that may be working in the industry who do not know necessarily if they're new or if it's not well known. They may be members of the association.
That's right.
And how do they find that out?
They just actually need to ask if their member if their company is a member of the association. You're right. A lot of them don't know. They mm-hmm. just think, oh, that's for my boss. That's for my supervisor. That's for my owner. I'm not a part of that. So we started a marketing effort last year. About a year and a half now, where it's called My HAA, trying to get that message out, letting people know that they are members of the association just by being simply an employee.
One of the great things about the way we're structured is if you are a brand new part-time leasing agent, you are, and your company is a member of the Houston Apartment Association, you are automatically a member of HAA, and you're automatically a member of the Texas and National Apartment Associations.
Yeah, and Texas Apartment Association is about 11,000 members strong. So, you know, based with our foundation here in Houston, you know, Texas has grown to be the largest state association in the entire country.
That's, well, they say everything's bigger in Texas.
That is true.
So I guess that makes sense. So in just in general terms, we cannot possibly cover everything that an apartment association does in one hour-long show. But as far as, for instance, HAA, what are some of the things that it does for its membership, Michelle?
HAA offers education. I think that's one of the things that most frequently gets individuals actually more engaged with the association. We also offer the legislation and the support with city ordinances and things, as Andy had, is in charge of. And I think that's huge for not only our local association, but for Texas and for national as well. We also offer networking opportunities. We create a lot of careers. We help a lot of people. I mean, you work in an industry where it's one of those industries where people say it may be big business, but it's a small industry. Mm-hmm. Even though we represent over 612,000 units and, you know, over 900 owner members and over 800 supplier members just here locally, we know each other. We know each other's kids. We know each other's families. We care about each other. We've absolutely grown up together.
And we've raised our families together. Right. So it's a very family-oriented association and industry. Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest things that we're doing at Texas, which Houston is also doing, is, you know, we're trying to promote our industry as a place to choose. Mm-hmm. Not a place to fall into, because a lot of people don't necessarily know about the multifamily industry. I think it's really important that we put our face out there. We're working through the community colleges. We're working through high school programs. We're working through, you know, a big campaign through the Texas Apartment Association Education Foundation, which is our Room to Grow campaign. Yeah. And that's kind of a grassroots. Let's figure out how we get people to choose our industry as a career path, mm-hmm. versus people, you know, falling into it like most of us did.
Yeah, and I was going to say that when I have talked to people in the industry who have been in it for any length of time, it seems like it's an accident how they got into
exactly.
the industry. And we've actually had some guests on the show who said that their companies are doing more to go out and recruit people
yes.
to bring them into the industry, and the associations are too.
Yeah.
And the associations are also involved with, for example, the University of Houston Real Estate Program, to attract, you know, college graduates to join our industry versus that by default falling into it. We're also working across the state with other universities as well, just making people realize that it's a career path. Apartment management has come a long way from back in the early days when it may have been, you know, more of a, you know, mom and pop or small shop situation. We are a professional industry these days, and we offer so many career paths that include everything from the financial aspect, investment, accounting, to marketing, operations, development. The list is really endless. In the opportunities yeah. for employment.
Well, and I guess the industry itself, the world itself, has changed from when the association, Houston Apartment Association, was founded, but now with the internet and with everything that's available instantly, you've had to adapt, I would imagine, not only the way you respond to people and to members, but also with your educational and so forth. It's a lot of it is online or is.
But
available.
It's given us additional avenues to connect. Mm-hmm. So that social presence, you know, we're doing educational offerings, you know, online, we're doing them in person, we're able to educate and communicate in more ways than we ever have before, which we're using that to our advantage to promote the industry as an option for a career path versus, you know, people, as we talked about, stumbling into it like all of us did.
Yeah. And I was going to say, I know, Amanda, some of your responsibilities at HAA have to do with membership.
Correct.
Tell me what's going on as far as recruiting members, how, if someone wants to be a member, they can become a member.
Oh my gosh, we have a program that's been around since almost the beginning of the association. We started in 1960. It's called the Go-Getter Program. So what they do is they recruit new members for HAA, and there's incentives that are involved, but what they're doing is they're reaching out to their fellow neighbors, their current contractors they might be using personally. They could be driving down the street and see a truck driving by and go, you know what, they need to be a member. So because of that, that's a big, huge avenue for our members to get involved, because they feel like they're helping the association when they recruit. So, and of course, in the end, it helps us grow bigger
and
better.
Is that the program where they have the jackets? Like the Masters?
The beloved real estate jackets. Yes,
yeah.
It's called a blue jacket. It's our elite go-getters. There's lots of different incentives. There's even members that recruit up to 125 members for the association. They get this big shining star award. They make a big deal about it at our education conference every year. It's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, and membership's the lifeblood of any association. Right. I mean, that's why we're there. It's our purpose. I mean, that's how we get things done. So, you know, we definitely focus on membership, but not only recruitment, but the quality of what you receive as being the benefit of being a member of the association.
And it's just as important for our supplier members as it is for our owner members, because we could not do what we do without our supplier partners.
Right.
100%.
And, you know, that is, you know, as Michelle said, that's a lifeblood of who we are. And why we're so strong is because of the people that we have and the volunteers that we have, because most of us, you know, are volunteers. And we do it because of the love for the industry and the love for the association.
That's great. Well, this has been fascinating. We've got three more segments to cover. We are going to take a short break. We will be right back after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen and Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220. Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to Multifamily Matters. Today, we are discussing, why is association involvement important? And I'm Paul Marks. Joining me in the studio is Jackie Roan, current president of the Texas Apartment Association, Michelle Pollack, the current president of the Houston Apartment Association, Andy Tees, and Amanda Sherbandi, both with the Houston Apartment Association. During the break, we discussed that HAA has a strategic outreach where, Andy, you were describing how far out it goes, which is kind of mind-boggling when you think of about it, the kind of ground it covers in our area. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the strategic outreach?
Sure. Well, the Houston Apartment Association, despite its name, actually covers a 12-county area. It's Harris County and then all of the counties around other than Galveston. They have their own little association. But for most of our history, we were really focused entirely on the city of Houston because that's where all the apartments were. We covered areas like Lake Jackson and Baytown and Sugarland, but that was pretty much all single family. Well, we woke up about the 1990s and realized that we had a lot of apartments in outlying areas, and we were not doing as good a job as we should have been in serving the needs of those members. So we have a strategic outreach program. Lauren Turner on our staff is in charge of that, and we've really ramped up the services that we're providing to outlying areas. We're doing legal seminars this year in Baytown, Lake Jackson, Pasadena, the Woodlands. We're bringing local officials out to meet with managers, the local justice of the peace, the local apartment inspector, and trying to get them together with all the property managers so at the very least they all know each other and provide kind of a forum for communication. I think that's going to be an area where we're really going to grow over the next several years.
And another aspect of the outreach program is to bring education out into the field. What we have learned over the years is that the on-site managers and team members can't necessarily get away for an hour or more drive into a location. And so by us taking our education out into the different areas, you know, the different regions that we have, then we've actually been able to expose so many more people to education. And that includes our Leasing 101 program, which also helps to introduce people who may have an interest in getting into the multifamily industry, gets them an introduction into leasing so that they could potentially then go apply and get a job.
Yeah, and I was going to say, when you mentioned Baytown, I was just there last week at a property visiting, and when I think about the drive, how long it took me to get there, and if you had a something at the HAA offices, mm-hmm. it would be very difficult for an on-site person to be able to get away unless they had the blessings of their owners and or the management company, and certainly for educational designation, they're going to have to in most cases do that. But it's great that you're going out there. And how can they find out about it if it's in their area? If I know you probably have it on your weekly email.
We have it on our weekly emails. We have it in our monthly magazine, the Abode magazine, which if you're an HAA member, you get. We have it on our website, which is haaonline.org. Also, we will pretty much inundate you with email if we're coming to your area. We can we will find you and invite you. But we would love to have managers in Baytown or Woodlands or Conroe or wherever we're bringing a program. We would love to have all those members involved.
Yeah, and looking towards, you know, the future and what the needs of our membership is it's not just on-site, office team members. Mm-hmm. You know, we're also trying to attract the service team members. You know, as Houston has grown and, you know, we have many different complex buildings now, you know, everything from high-rise to mid-rise to, you know, it takes a very seasoned and educated personnel to run those,
right?
Whether that be on the service side or whether that be, you know, on the on-site office team. You know, we've done a lot of partnerships through the Texas Apartment Association with HAA, you know, supporting from the Education Foundation, everything from, you know, as Michelle alluded to, the, you know, the training for, you know, the Leasing 101. We've also partnered in with Goodwill Industries, mm-hmm. and with Camp Hope, which is one of our charitable organizations that we support that is housing veterans with PTSD. Mm-hmm. And we're taking what we call our CAMT classes to them, which is a certified apartment maintenance technician. And so, you know, we are educating them. They are coming out of that program with a designation, and we are putting them into jobs that our members need. And, you know, it's been a win-win all the way around. And we've done the same thing with Goodwill, not just in Houston, but in several other locations across the state.
That's great. Well, let's talk a little bit about education and what opportunities for education or designations as well that the association offers. And if someone wanted to find out more about it, how could they do that?
Through the Houston Apartment Association, through the Texas Apartment Association, mm-hmm. the designations and the programming actually comes from the national level. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have everything from a certified apartment leasing professional, certified apartment manager, certified apartment portfolio supervisor. We just changed that one. and then the certified apartment maintenance technician. I think it's really important that, you know, people that are in a career, that they invest in themselves by furthering their education, whatever that may be. And, you know, we truly feel like, you know, that those designations show that you're putting yourself out there. It's bettering, you know, the individual, and it's bettering the companies that they work for. And, you know, many, many, many of our member companies are proud to not only allow them the time to do so, but in some cases will pay for the designation. If not, we also have a scholarship program through the Houston Apartment Association and through most of our 25 local associations across the state to help if an individual, you know, does not have the financial means to do that.
Yeah, and I think you may have left this out. I don't know if you did. It's also there's a certified apartment supplier designation.
I am so sorry.
That's okay.
And an independent rental owner designation.
Yeah.
My apologies.
No,
but
that's
yes,
good. I just want to make sure that our listeners know that.
I think it's especially amazing for the independent rental owners that you can go one place and learn really complex financial, you know, transactional management, and also learn how to change out an air conditioning compressor.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got some friends that are in the employment business, specifically for the multifamily industry, and every summer they're looking for trained air conditioning specialist to try
especially
and
place. Especially in Houston.
Yeah, in Houston.
It's a growth industry.
Yes, it is.
So the educational opportunities, they're not just given once a year. They're throughout the year. There's also, I know that there's two different types of classes that they offer in some cases. One is where you go over an extended period of time and then...
Extreme.
Right. You can do an extreme CAM. We don't have the CAPS just yet, but we're trying to get them more condensed so that they're kind of taken closer together instead of spreading it out, just to make it easier for the student to be able to get it completed.
And those are general. Those are given at the Apartment Association offices. So.
They are, yes, okay. Yes, and hopefully maybe one day in our outreach program. You never know.
And you know, all of our graduates are recognized. You know, we have an annual awards program through the Houston Apartment Association. Most of our local associations have those as well. So those individuals who have put themselves out there, you know, have gained the designation and worked really hard for it. You know, we certainly love to recognize those. And we do a great program to do that, to acknowledge them.
Yeah, and as an employer in Houston, when I see a resume come through or I speak to somebody that has a designation, you know, that scores a little more, at least with me personally, because I feel like that is a commitment into your career and into your profession, and that shows a dedication that this is going to be your career. And if you're going to invest in yourself at that level, then I'm absolutely willing to invest in you to take you to the next step.
Right. And then there are, I guess, some members of the association, company members, who support their employees and encourage them to do that. And then I guess it's an effort on the part of the association to encourage the ones that haven't done that yet to try and do that. And how do you do outreach to those types of companies when you want them to be more involved?
I think that it kind of spreads organically. Mm-hmm. I think that as people change companies and change employers, you might meet somebody that has their CAM or their CAMT that, you know, they've had that opportunity and they talk about what a great experience it was or what it's done for them or in their career. And then that makes the employee who hasn't had that exposure yet seek it out. Mm-hmm. Look for it. They've heard a little bit about it. They weren't quite sure what it meant. Now they understand more and now they want to have it too.
Yeah.
That's true. It's like what Jackie was speaking about, our awards program. It's our honors program we have every June where we honor individual positions for the association, such as the property manager of the year, property maintenance technician of the year, et cetera, property of the year. We've also have that. But when they go to these programs and they see that we're honoring, because that's where they graduate, technically. They get their designation, they get their certificate, we make a big deal about it. People see that and they go, I want to do that. Mm-hmm. How do I get involved? So it's more exposing them, just seeing their peers do it. So, I mean, it's kind of like Michelle was saying, organically as well.
And one of the neatest things, too, about a lot of our programs is that I've taught classes personally. Michelle has taught classes. That's something that, you know, we do a rotation on. So it really, you know, they get to see where you can, the achievement level you can get to by the people that are actually teaching them, you know, the real inner workings of how this industry works.
Yeah, we've been there.
I started as a part-time leasing agent, you know, 30 plus years ago.
Right.
So, you know, it's, you know, where you can get to in this industry, you know, the opportunities are endless.
Yes.
And I think that's a huge promotion, you know, of the designations as well and of the industry.
We've got two more segments to cover. I want to remind everybody that if they want to make show suggestions for topics or guests, you can go to our website at www.multifamilyradio.com and also listen to any archived episodes on the topic that interests you. So we'll be right back after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220. Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogix professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogix at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen and Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
We are back, and you're listening to Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing why is association involvement important. I'm Paul Marks, and we're talking with Jackie Roan, the current president of the Texas Apartment Association, Michelle Pollack, the current president of the Houston Apartment Association, and Andy Tease and Amanda Shabandi, both with the Houston Apartment Association. And let's talk a little bit about the advocacy that the associations provide for its constituents. Specifically, starting with legislative issues.
Sure. Well, there's a saying in the association world that either you're at the table or you're on the menu. And we would very much like to continue to be at the table when it comes to legislative issues. That's the main reason HAA was formed in the first place, and it's something that we really try to kind of stay on top of. The Houston City Council meets every week, and unlike a lot of other trade associations, you will probably not ever see a Houston City Council meeting where someone from HAA is not physically there, sitting in the audience, following along. It's important for us to be there to see what they do, but it's also important for them to see us sitting there. When city council members, when the mayor look out and they see the Houston Apartment Association represented, they realize that we're paying attention. We understand what they're doing. We understand why it's important. That keeps a lot of little problems from turning into big problems.
And as far as with the legislative, state legislature, it's every other year. So you're working, Jackie, year-round, I guess, with the Texas Apartment Association and the Houston Apartment Association.
Absolutely. You know, we're working it, you know, every day, 365 days a year. You know, our political action committee really represents kind of, you know, the body of the membership. When you're looking across, you know, we obviously have, you know, at the state level, we're looking at all of the municipalities across the state, what issues they're facing, you know, what city ordinances are trying to be enacted that will, you know, have a direct negative impact against our industries and our owners. So the things that we didn't get through in the legislative session that ended last year, you know, we're currently working on right now. I would say throughout my tenure, which is almost over, of being the Texas Apartment Association president, I've probably spent more time on legislative issues, meeting with our state reps, you know, meeting with our senators, and, you know, really talking through with, you know, why, you know, what, how these issues directly impact, you know, their voters. In a, you know, typically in a negative fashion. So, you know, it's something that's being, you know, worked all the time. You know, luckily we have, you know, Andy, who's been with Houston for 30 years?
Almost
30 years. And at the state level, we have an incredible legislative team that certainly when the legislature's in session, you know, they work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week almost. And they do that because of, you know, the one, their love for the association, but, you know, it's, you know, that's what we do. And, you know, everybody, you know, from, you know, whatever position you hold in this industry, I think it's probably the most important thing that we do. And that advocacy starts with everybody. And having, you know, investing in the political action committee, that's how we get things done. And, you know, it doesn't matter the amount, it matters that you have skin in the game. And we, you know, we promote that certainly through any means that we possibly can.
Yeah.
And that's really key. And an important thing for your listeners is to know that we need apartment industry professionals doing our lobby work. The staff can coordinate it, and I think we do a pretty good job coordinating it. But legislators don't want to hear from lobbyists. They want to hear from apartment owners and management and industry professionals who can sit in front of them and say, this is how this thing you're considering is going to affect me. This is how this thing you're considering is going to affect my family. This is how this thing that you're considering is going to affect my life savings. That's what they need to hear.
Well, and it's really easy, too, when you sit down in front of them and you talk about an association that has a strong foothold of 11,000 plus members. You know, we house 4.6 million Texans. Mm. We employ 75,000 Texans. You know, it rings a bell with them.
Sure.
You know, and as Andy said, when we sit there and we make those relationships with our state reps and, you know, with our senators, it is very easy to have a seat at the table so that our issues are heard and that we have partners that will go to battle with us when we need to.
And even though the legislature only meets for 5 months every other year, like Jackie said, it really is an all-year-round process. You never want the first time they hear from you to be when you're bringing them a problem or asking them for something.
Right.
True.
So the relationships that we maintain throughout the interim, which is the time between the legislative sessions, is really important.
And I'm imagining that at certain times during the year, you would have organized trips to go to the Capitol. And,
we do.
And how does that work? And if someone wanted to do that, to be a part of that, how could they?
Well, I think there's a lot of different avenues to do that. We do have our day on the Hill, and that's obviously every other year in February. And mm-hmm. we take a huge group from all of the associations. So all 25 local associations participate in the PAC for the state. Mm-hmm. And so each can send, you know, a delegation of folks. One of the coolest things that we did at the Houston Apartment Association during last legislative session was they rented a bus and brought in a group of 50 next generation, what we're calling the next gens, mm-hmm. Because we're, you know, as we look to the future of the association and the sustainability of the association, we're looking for that next group of leadership. So we formed this group at many levels in many local associations. That's called the Next Gen Group. And, you know, we're kind of training them up, getting them involved in legislative advocacy, getting them involved in all elements of what the association does so that, you know, it's a, you know, we're looking for the future leaders of both local and the state association.
And I think that made a huge impact on those, that young group of future leaders. Just light bulbs went off whenever we had that trip and they all came up, and now they're talking about PAC. They're raising money for PAC. They are engaged at a level I know I wasn't when I was in my 20s. I'm like, PAC, what's that? I didn't understand really what it meant.
Or what it contributed to and how it truly is, you know, the foundation of who we are and what we're doing for our membership.
And what it does for us, for our businesses and for us personally. I mean, this helps us with our careers by, you know, helping our association and by helping our cause.
Yeah. And so next week is our TAA education conference, kicks off Wednesday in San Antonio this year. And there is an entire Next Gen group that is focusing on, they're doing a charitable community event. And then they're also doing a Top Golf event, which they're taking all of their funds and giving it to PAC. So that they, you know, they're putting their foot in the water, and we could not be more proud of what they've done and how they're going about it.
So what are just a few of the hot topics regarding legislative issues, whether it's local or statewide, that the associations are involved in?
Well, I'll let Andy go first and talk about city.
Well, sure. At the city level, probably the biggest issue that we're looking at right now is the new floodplain management ordinance. We worked with the mayor's office and the public works director on a really sweeping new ordinance that's going to be it's going to create a lot of new problems for everybody in the city of Houston. It will hopefully solve some problems eventually, but it's going to make it really difficult to rebuild a home or an apartment property or any other kind of a building that's in Houston's 100-year floodplain. and also in Houston's 500-year floodplain. And those floodplains are about to change when the new maps come out. Mm-hmm. So it was a really difficult negotiation. We didn't get everything we wanted, but HAA was able to get an amendment passed. We were the only association, by the way, that got an amendment passed. Mm-hmm. And it's going to exempt some kind of ground-level utilities that it didn't make any sense to try to elevate. But nonetheless, it's something that apartment industry professionals are going to need to keep a keen eye on as we, you know, move past the next flood and the flood after that, and we try to rebuild our properties.
Okay.
Yeah, from the state level, I mean, there's a couple of big things. I would say the biggest one right now is the environment we have for class action lawsuits based on, you know, many different things, particularly fees that are being charged. So that's something that, you know, is being worked on. Did not get several of those passed through the last legislative session, so we're working those now. Obviously, the other thing, the big thing that we always fight is property tax reform. You know, and then, as Andy said, a lot of across the state, we're continually watching any of these small municipalities that enact these city ordinances that are, and typically they're duly unfair to multifamily. So a fee that would be, you know, for it would be charged at a higher rate for multifamily property versus a single family residence. So we're constantly watching those across the state.
That's a lot of ground to cover, I would imagine. So it's great that everyone can be so organized and on top of it. We're going to take a break and come back for our fourth segment. I do want to take a moment to thank the sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the United States. Ted W. Allen & Associates, specializing in multifamily habitational insurance since 1967. And WaterLogic, the smarter way to water, providing professional irrigation water management. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen & Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen & Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. EconServe has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call EconServe today at 713-662-3220 for a free analysis of your property. That's EconServe at 713-662-3220.
We are back, and we are in our final segment of today's episode of Multifamily Matters. We're discussing why is association involvement important to not only the individuals in the industry, but as the companies as well, and also the vendor partners. I'm Paul Marks. My guest is today Jackie Roan, the current president of the Texas Apartment Association, Michelle Pollack, the current president of the Houston Apartment Association, and Andy Tees and Amanda Shabandi, both with the Houston Apartment Association. One thing that I'd like to cover this segment is community involvement, giving back. The associations do a lot of that in a lot of different ways, and I think that's important not only to the folks that the associations help and assist with, but also to the membership as far as having that opportunity to do community service. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, considering that we operate people's homes, we are extremely connected to our residents, and we're very, very involved in what matters to them as well. So we search out all types of different community involvement opportunities. We do things, for example, at Christmas, we participate in the Harris County Head Start program, where we adopt families out to different member companies and individuals and on-site teams and supplier companies, and, you know, help provide, you know, nice Christmases for families that may not have been able to enjoy something of that nature. We do an annual food drive. We've been doing it for 15 plus years,
longer than
25 years. Probably. It's been part of the staple of one of the community service events that we hold every year, participate in the Channel 13 food drive. We also do fundraisers every year through the different events that we have and make donations to the Red Cross. Obviously, the Red Cross is there whenever, you know, we have an emergency or a disaster in at one of our communities. And so we feel like that's obviously something that is a smart match for us to be involved with Red Cross. As Jackie mentioned, with Camp Hope, we also have so many vendor partners and management companies that will go out and hands-on help build a new building for them, or to help paint or update or just do work out there to help support the great work that they're doing with the
Camp Hope,
veterans.
You know, that started and stemmed from one of our longest tenured members. Mm-hmm. It was a tragedy that happened in his family. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's been so gratifying to see that grow. And it started as an idea, and a place to house veterans that were coming back into civilian life that, you know, were not prepared to do so. It is truly a place of Camp Hope. It's a place of hope and healing. Mm-hmm. And we're tying that in with all of our supplier partners who have so generously donated their time, their supplies. And, you know, we now can house over 100 people while offering them support, offering them counseling, offering them an opportunity, as we said earlier, to train for a profession so that they can get back on their feet. And they have so many skills and such a desire to do so. It's just been absolutely one of the most gratifying things I've ever witnessed in my entire life or career. Mm-hmm. So, you know, how Houston Apartment Association has jumped in there. We do a fun run every year, and all the proceeds go to Camp Hope. I think last year we raised almost $60,000.
Yeah.
You know, and we're at, you know, over $500,000 since inception.
Wow.
That we've been able to donate to Camp Hope, which, again, it's a win-win,
right,
for our members, you know, as well as the veterans, and doing the right thing, mm-hmm, for those who have served our country so selflessly.
Right. And I would imagine that, I mean, I know as being part of the ambassadors, that every meeting there's something that for that month that we're doing to charity. Amanda, you want to talk a little bit about how that works?
Yeah, our ambassadors are our supplier partners who kind of decide on their own on what they want to do, the level of involvement that they want to get and help support HAA, and they are huge. They go out to our properties, they visit and ask them questions such as, are you getting your magazine, or do you have your buyer's guide, did you know that we're having such and such event? So there are boots on the ground, literally, and there's about 200 active ambassadors today. So every month when they get together for a monthly meeting, they will bring donations for a different charity of their choice. So one month we did 911 Bears, where we actually had them bring donations for teddy bears for first responders to keep in the back of their vehicles in case they came onto a crime scene or some sort of domestic dispute where there was a child. The first responder would be able to give that bear to the child to kind of calm them down. Mm-hmm. So we raised we donated over 200 bears last year, and I think we're about 250 this year. So things like that, they do. Last month we had a crawfish boil. That was awesome. They're always doing something fun, something for the community. So they're part of our association.
2 years ago, we donated bulletproof vests to the Houston Police Department,
mm-hmm,
which, you know, is absolutely our first responders, our heroes. And, you know, that was one of the things that, you know, we chose to do as a body, you know, as a board, was to donate those vests, you know, to keep our officers that are on the front line defense, you know, as safe as possible.
And then last year, after Harvey, the Houston Apartment Association made a $75,000 donation into Mayor Turner's, you know, Harvey Recovery Fund, mm-hmm. just for the overall relief of all of the damage we experienced.
Yeah.
And Texas threw in, I think they matched, Texas matched, but spread it across multiple counties. Because obviously our reach was a little bit bigger. So we started at Corpus Christi and we made donations all the way through our Southeast Texas Association located in Beaumont.
Yeah. I'm curious. I remember when Katrina, Hurricane Katrina hit, and of course Houston wasn't affected from the standpoint of the damage, but New Orleans was. And then we had the influx of all the people coming in. And I know the association mobilized, the Houston Apartment Association mobilized to help find homes and so forth. How does that work when there's something like that occurs? How do you, you know, get the troops together and get up? Is there a contingency plan?
I'll say I was, you know, since I am president of Texas Apartment Association, I was very involved in the state coming to the locals' assistance. Mm-hmm. How can we help? What can we do? Getting information from the Houston Apartment Association and from all of those, you know, the southern coast counties that were affected. Putting them up on our website, who had a housing available, where could they go to, how could they get a hold of somebody, you know, what are the, you know, the emergency numbers. You know, the TA staff literally worked 24 hours a day for, you know, over a 10-day period trying to, you know, accumulate all of that information and have it on one, you know, on our website for everybody involved and assisting, you know, I mean, the HA personnel, I mean, they were, you know, slammed, as you can imagine, here in Houston. But trying to pick up the pieces right. and help where we could.
Yeah, I mean, that is so valuable to be able to do that and have that kind of working relationship between the associations, I would imagine, where all that can happen. Amanda, tell us a little bit about what's coming up, what's going on with the HAA in the future.
HAA has something for everyone, literally. When I get a new member in my office and they say, how can I get involved? I'm like, where do you want to start? So we've got a Topgolf pack event coming up this Thursday. Actually, it is sold out, but we've got our expo. It's our annual education conference that's happening at NRG on May the 17th. Exhibit space is sold out for that, but for as far as attendees go, all and anyone, if you're not a member, if you don't work for a member company, you are definitely welcome to come and attend. The expo is open from 1:30 to 6, and then we have a little closing party after that in the stadium from 6 to 8. That's totally free if you're a management person. And then we also have our honors program that's coming up on June the 28th at the Hilton Americas. That is the program that we talked about earlier where we are going to honor our outstanding individuals and our properties in our area. Nominations are still open. So if you're a property manager out there listening or a leasing consultant, if you know anyone that deserves to be nominated, go to our website at haaonline.org and hit that nominate button.
I was going to say that I noticed on some social media that I'm connected to, there were several people that were promoting the fact that they had been nominated or that their properties had been nominated and how honored they were. So it's obviously something that carries a lot of weight with even if only one can be chosen, but just to be nominated.
For sure. Yeah, we like to give recognition. That we wish we could do more, but, I mean, we don't have 2 days.
It's the red carpet, the Academy Awards event
right.
of the year. You know, and it really is such an honor to honor those individuals that are so deserving. And work really hard, you right. know, to better themselves, better their companies, and better our industry. So it's always the can't-miss event of the year.
And that you've got, I know it's not coming up in the near future, but every year you also have a gala that is...
We do.
Yeah, and what is... that's to install new officers?
Yeah, I'll let Michelle talk about that because she was just honored and installed
right.
in January
that's
as president
right.
of the Houston Apartment Association.
Yes. So every January we officially install our executive committee and our board of directors. And we use that opportunity as a night to get to spend just being friends and hanging out. And we're not on business and we're not selling.
And we're not competitors.
Not talking stats. You know, we're enjoying each other's company and we're celebrating the successes that all of us have really enjoyed in our careers and, you know, just getting caught up. And so that's every January that we do that in honor of our board of director and our executive leaders.
Yeah. And I think you mentioned Topgolf, but we also have a golf tournament as well.
That's happening in the fall. That's our PAC fundraising event as well. We get probably about 134 golfers out there, and then we have a ton of sponsors. That event is supported by our sponsors alone.
Mm-hmm. I know you have one other event that I enjoy going to, and it's the wine tasting.
The wine tasting, yes. I actually was the winner.
I was going to say, Jackie, you were the winner.
I won this year. I had the best wine.
Yeah.
It really was good.
It really was good.
I might have had a taste.
And that actually benefits NAA, is that correct?
That is correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Advocacy at every level is really important. Mm-hmm. And HA does an incredible job of not only supporting them, the local PAC, but the state and the national level.
Right.
So, several of us serve as wine hosts. Mm-hmm. You get a little taste of my wine, and if you like it, then I get your nod.
Yeah.
And then whoever has the most tokens at the end of the evening is the winner.
Yes,
it was Faust. So if you want to know, it was a beautiful Cabernet.
Nice.
Happy to help.
Well, before we end the segment, Amanda, if someone wants to get involved, to get in touch with you about membership or any upcoming opportunities to get involved, how do they do that?
Sure. We have a whole membership department, a team of people that are working constantly on getting new members in, getting people involved. So email Lauren Wolfson or I at members@haaonline.org. We'll call you, we'll email you, however you want us to contact you.
All right, that's great. Well, I want to thank you guys for being here today. It was certainly an honor to have you all in the studio and talking about such great organizations that we have in our industry. We'll be back every Friday at 10 a.m. right here on Business 1110 KTEK. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.